This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some key Republican members of the House of Representatives say they are willing to accept an ethics investigation of Tom DeLay. The powerful House Majority Leader faces allegations that he took trips paid for by lobbyists or foreign agents. DeLay has been investigated and criticized in the past by the House Ethics Committee. Some of his fellow Republicans now say they could allow him to be investigated again if Democrats provide something in return. The opposition party would have to accept new, weaker rules for that ethics committee in order for an investigation to start. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on whether Democrats will take that deal.
Under the new ethics committee rules, either party can easily block an investigation of one of their lawmakers. Democrats say that's wrong and guts the ethics process, and so they've refused to ratify the rules and are barring the committee from working. House Republicans are apparently feeling some heat for the rules change, and so yesterday afternoon, Ethics Chairman Doc Hastings made an offer to the top committee Democrat, Alan Mulahan. Hastings said he'd give ethics members more time to consider complaints, and he gave his word to hold a vote on every one.
I am, of course, hopeful that Mr. Mulahan will find these offers acceptable and will agree to move forward.
Not half an hour later, Mulahan took the very same stage.
In my judgment, the committee cannot organize with those rules.
Mulahan said Hastings' offer didn't change the basic, most contentious problem Democrats have with the new rules, that if committee members find themselves in partisan deadlock over a complaint, it is automatically dismissed. The new rule was crafted by Republican leaders and passed by the House by a party-line vote. In Mulahan's eyes, that dashes decades of bipartisan work on the Ethics Committee. And the only thing Mulahan says will make him lift his lock on the committee is if Republicans agree to go back to the old bipartisan rules or if they agree to a bipartisan task force to come up with new rules.
Rules and rule changes for the Ethics Committee have to be done in some bipartisan context.
Democrats have charged all along that the reason Republicans changed the rules was to protect House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Republicans have felt pressure in recent weeks as allegations against DeLay mount and the Ethics Committee continues to be paralyzed. So after Hastings outlined his rules proposal yesterday afternoon, he and his Republican colleagues on the Ethics Committee sweetened the deal.
We are all prepared to vote at the earliest opportunity to impanel an investigation subcommittee to review various allegations concerning travel and other actions by Mr. DeLay.
But ranking Democrat Mulahan said it still didn't change his mind.
This rules effort is totally independent in regards to my concerns about the rules from any specific case whatsoever.
Mulahan would not comment on the allegations against DeLay. The Ethics Committee rules bar him from talking about cases. And he said he didn't really mind that committee Republicans made their offer through the press rather than directly to him. Mulahan would only say that he will continue to push for some bipartisan action on the Ethics Committee. And so the most significant change in this story could be political. Republicans are now saying it is Democrats that are blocking an investigation of Tom DeLay, and leading Democrats are calling the Republican proposal a charade meant to distract from their gutting of the House Ethics Committee. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.
You can read Tom DeLay's response to the ethics allegations against him by going to our website, npr.org.